Thank you for joining us for Life and Taxes with tax attorney Andrew Foster of Harvell and Collins Attorneys at Law. Call in now with your tax questions at 247-7282.
And we welcome Andrew Foster into the studio from Harvell and Collins. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Mike.
Talking about life and taxes, two things that are certain in this world. But what's uncertain is this whole coronavirus thing and what it's doing to our life and our taxes.
That's right. There's still one thing that's going to be true. There's still going to, you still got to pay the piper at
some point.
In time.
You got to pay the tax.
That's right. But the good news is we've got some clarification on those issues.
Well, good.
Last week, you know, we did a lot of speculating.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about how there had been announcements made that they were going to
might do this, might do that.
And we said this is what we believe is likely to happen. You know, and as I said, I believe that April 15th was likely to be extended for both filing and for payment
right.
of taxes.
Okay.
Well, I was half right.
The payment part is right.
Correct.
Okay.
So they've announced, again, through, a response from the Treasury. Again, this doesn't have to come through Congress. This could just be a directive
sure.
from the U.S. Treasury, that they are going to extend tax payment until July 15th.
Okay.
2020.
Okay.
So that's when you have to make your payments by. If you, as long as you pay by that date, no interest, no penalties. It's as if that date is the date. That's the new due date for payments.
Payments. No file. You don't have to do an extension. You just pay it by the 15th of July.
Correct. So okay. no extension regarding the payment aspect.
Mm-hmm.
But the filing deadline remains April 15th, which is a little strange, a little hokey here. I don't
yeah.
quite know where the thought process was. The only thing I can think of is that, you know, there tax extensions to file are freely given. So, you know, a 4868 form, you send it into the service, boom, you got a tax extension.
Okay.
And that's the way it works. You get till October 15th on that,
hmm.
you know, when you file for that extension. So my guess is that since tax extensions to file are so easy to get, that they didn't feel the need to go ahead and, you know, line up the tax payment due date with the tax filing due date. But you could have a weird situation here, Mike, where, you know, someone just hears tax deadline's been extended, not realize it's for payment only, not
sure.
filing, and then that individual just proceeds on files and pays their taxes on July 15th. And guess what they get hit with?
Penalty.
15% penalty.
Oh, ouch.
Because the failure to file penalty is 5% per month. So it is a big boy. That's
Ow.
The big penalty.
Wow.
So you're talking about this could be a trap for the unwary is what we call it.
Because people's minds are just, they're jello right now.
Yeah, you know, I think it's just the reason I think this situation is strange that they decided to go with this particular tactic is because now you're encouraging people to get out there in the community to meet with their preparer.
Yep.
You know, unless you can manage to do it online or over the telephone or, you know, scan and email your documents, take pictures of your documents and send them to your tax preparer.
Yep.
I mean, all that stuff is possible, but still you're setting up a situation where likely person to person interaction is going to occur if you're going to try to get your taxes done, number one,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, maybe the best thing to do at this particular time is just get with your preparer and say, look, let's just go ahead and extend out, get that extension filed for me, and we will go from there.
So
it's a strange decision.
More than strange, it's bizarre.
Yeah.
Let me just ask you this. So for the do-it-yourselfer tax preparer, you're looking at him right here. Okay. If I am getting money back, I should file by April 15th, correct?
Yeah, file right now.
Right.
Go ahead and get that
okay.
money in your
If I'm going to owe money to either North Carolina or the feds, I have to drop a piece of paper by April 15th saying
to extend your deadline
yeah,
to file.
To extend my deadline to file.
Yes.
And then I have until July 15th
to pay.
To stroke the check.
Yep. To stroke
That's
the check.
It. Yep. If I am owed money and I pass April, I don't file after April 15th, what happens then?
It doesn't matter. So, because penalties are all based upon the amount of
that owed
debt. Yeah.
So they don't care.
Yeah.
So you're tardy. Okay. I understand.
So yeah. So those are the scenarios that we just went through relative to,
Yeah, good.
Relative to the filing and payment, which is just...
As simple as you make it, Andrew, and as simple as the tax people try to make it, we still get questions, and we do have a question from Bob in Moorhead City. Let's go to him right now. Hey, good morning, Bob. You're on with Andrew Foster.
Andrew, specifically, we used to have to send in a estimated tax payment with the extension request. Is that not required? The payment not required now?
Not required.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, and the other thing is that for your estimated tax payments that's due for on April 15th for the next tax season, for tax year 2020, they've also said don't have to make that payment as well, which now we have a weird situation. I'm glad you asked this question,
Good question, Bob.
For this estimated tax payment, so your quarter one estimated taxes for 2020 is now going to be due after your quarter two. Now think about that one. Because your quarter two is going to be due June 15th.
Put it in the bank, draw some interest.
Yeah, at 0.1%.
Yeah. And then your quarter one estimated tax payments for 2020 is going to be due July 15th. So it's just really a weird, like, you know, again, I know that we're rushing, to get things done to try to give some relief, but the thought process from the Treasury on this stuff right here, it's just not all lining up. I mean, everything, they could have easily just said, we're going to send everything out.
Sure.
To July 15th. Filing, payment, estimated taxes for quarter one, quarter two is going to get extended out by the same amount of time. I mean, they could have done all of that stuff. But unfortunately, we've got kind of this fragmented decision making. But yeah. Good question, Bob.
Does that answer your question, Bob?
Sir, thank you.
Fantastic. Thanks, Bob. Thanks for listening. If you have questions, you can call us here at 252-247-7282, or after the show, you can reach Andrew at Harvell and Collins, 252-726-9050, or go online to harvellandcollins.com.
So we talked about the filing deadline, the payment deadline, and the next thing we were talking about was what kind of relief taxpayers were going to get. And we talked about various scenarios. We mentioned one that's, you know, kind of a tool in the toolbox, so to speak, is employment tax relief, that payroll tax relief.
Yep.
And the bill that was just passed yesterday and signed into law by President Trump did not involve any payroll tax reductions. And the proposed plan that's on the table doesn't involve payroll tax deductions either. So I think that we've switched from payroll tax considerations to just a direct stimulus.
A check.
And we talked about that yesterday, which was last program, which was, okay, how do we get money in taxpayers' pockets? And we talked about, you know, that payroll tax relief would bump their checks up, their next check, but what if we're not getting the next check?
Yeah, exactly.
So we talked about how that doesn't quite get you to the solving the problem.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about how tax credits could be useful, but the problem is that's not going to put money in people's pockets until they file their taxes for next year.
Yeah.
So really what we're left with is stroking checks.
And they're talking about that perhaps.
Correct.
Early April, maybe.
So the bill that was passed yesterday involved enhanced unemployment insurance. So anyone of our listeners out here who are going through a period of unemployment due to the coronavirus, get in touch with individuals relative to unemployment insurance because there is some relief that's going to be available there.
Good.
We've got some 2 weeks paid sick leave relative to this for businesses that are less than 500 employees. That was in the plan. And then increased funding for food assistance. So if you're an individual who needs some food assistance at this point in time, again, reach out because the federal government now has resources that are going to be made available. And then free testing. So that was the other big thing that was on the table for the bill that was passed yesterday. The bill that's proposed in the future, they call this the Phase 3 bill, is the we're going to stroke checks.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still trying to get their head around what number that's going to be. I know that, you know, Mitt Romney come out last week and thrown out the number $1,000 per adult, $500 per child. You know, that will probably be negotiated and will end up somewhere. You know, last time President Bush, during the stimulus in the 2008 crisis went with, $600.
Was it six or three?
$600 for adults, $300 for kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you ended up after taxes. They took the taxes out. You know, you got a check for $500 and something.
That's right.
So that was the number that we ended up with there. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if we're somewhere close to that, maybe a little bit more in this particular case, given the fact that, you know, the government is directly telling people to stay home. They're shutting down businesses. They're not allowing people to, you know, eat in restaurants. The government is stopping business, and they feel like they have to do something here to prop up the workers and prop up the economy for that.
Do you see these checks that may go out, Andrew, and I think they will go out in some fashion and form in some amount, do you see them being means tested as far as, like, for instance, Warren Buffett, is he going to get a $1,000 check?
Yeah, and I think the idea is they'll cap it. You know, they'll say if you're getting X amount of dollars, you know, per year. The question is, I'm not sure how they're going to do that because, you know, you can't rely on last year's taxes really because even individuals who made a lot of money last year may not be getting a check right now.
That's true. Yeah.
So that's going to be the tough part, and that's where the devil's going to be in the details, Mike, about how they're going to formulate this.
Yeah.
But, you know, the thing that our listeners can hear loud and clear is that, again, this they've settled on stroking checks.
Right.
Now we got to figure out who's going to be eligible and how do we make sure that we get it if we're entitled to it and everything else.
Do you recall back when President Bush did it and we're talking about what's happening now in D.C., people who already are on public assistance, did they get a check back then? And do you think that they would get it? I mean, they're already getting something from the government. Would they get an additional, you know, like you said, stroke another check?
Yeah, pretty sure just everyone
get it
got
too.
It.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a great country. We live in a great country in very strange times. If you have a question for Andrew, we're getting close to the end of this segment, but you can give it a shot, 252-247-7282. Perhaps a better way to connect with Andrew at Harvell & Collins is calling their office at 252-726-9050. I have to ask this question because it's a moving target. Harvell & Collins, the office here in Morehead City, it's open?
Open.
Yeah, you're open.
Open
so.
For business. Yeah. You know, feel free, call. We can do phone appointments, you know. We can obviously do video appointments.
Sure.
Technology is a wonderful thing, but a lot of our clients have still been coming to the office, and we've just been taking precautions, keeping everything sanitized, clean, hand sanitizer.
Good.
Hand washing, all the good stuff.
Good stuff. Check them out. Call them 252-726-9050 or go online to harvellandcollins.com. This is Life and Taxes with Andrew Foster each Thursday here on Coastal Daybreak. We're going to take a short break. Thanks, Andrew.